Slim meets Farmer Joe when Texas Tech battles Iowa Monday, December 22nd in a big-time college basketball game at AAC. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster locations. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
4:14 is the time. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And you are, in fact, listening to The Hardline here.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, nice to be with you. At 4:30, we will be getting into Hey America, It's Terrible, with Robert Wolanski of the Dallas Observer. Right now, though, time to stop down for a little
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets tonight at Billy Bob's Pat Green.
If you're a frat guy, where else are you going to be tonight?
At Pat Green, man.
You better be there. You better be
drinking
there.
Drinking beer at Pat Green at Billy Bob's. Cowboy football at Texas Stadium this Sunday against the New York Football Giants.
I'll be there, baby.
And we mention these things because it just so happens that Texas Tickets has wonderful seats to both of these fine events. You need to call 214-696-8001. You need to know that if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality. So how'd you bounce back from that last bout of abrasion which you discussed yesterday?
Everything's cool, Holmes.
Wonderful.
Everything's cool.
Here is Cobra.
Everyone's interested in the Super Bowl, and especially the halftime presentation. It'll be in Houston this year.
They've really been gearing up the past 10 years, really.
You mean like, getting bigger and bigger?
Yeah, I mean like...
Who did it last year? I forgot already. Aerosmith?
No, it was...
U2 was 2 years ago.
It was No Doubt and Shania.
That's who it was?
Was it Shania?
Yeah.
Because you went to their press conference.
Yeah, me and George went to their press conference.
Okay.
I mean, I was so close to both of them, I could smell them.
So wait, it was those two, U2 the year before, and then Aerosmith and NSYNC in Tampa.
Yeah, where they had the big extravaganza.
Pretty fishy, Greg?
No, they smelled good.
Well, this year...
I hear Shania smells like Canadian bacon.
Well, that's wrong. She smelled like sweet roses.
Any guesses for this year? Anyone want to guess?
What are we guessing?
Halftime show, Ass Face.
The Grambling Marching Band.
The Knox City Greyhound Marching Band.
Up With People.
I almost said, do not say Up With People, but you didn't give me a chance, because you had to say it.
The Village
the Fighting
People.
Aggies of Texas A&M Band.
I'd be interested in that.
I would, too. They should invite them.
Dave Little.
No. Janet Jackson will be the featured performer.
I'm interested.
That's it?
That's it.
No Creed?
No Creed.
But you know what? They'll add somebody else.
Oh, yeah. She's the feature, though.
Right.
She's the main chick.
Well, when are they going to announce the others?
Later on. Other performers will be announced later, according to my source.
Might it not be a good idea for them to distance a bit from all things Jackson?
Hey, she doesn't have anything to do with that.
She distanced. Just a thought. She distanced
just a thought. White brother of hers.
Somebody sent me a funny email about Michael Jackson the other day. Said, only an American can a poor, young black man grow up to be an old white woman.
Yeah. And speaking of Michael Jackson... told you yesterday, we broke the news here on E! News that he was charged with boy diddling.
Story might have already been out there.
No, we broke it.
No, we didn't.
He was slapped with 9 charges, 7 accusing him of performing lewd acts on a boy, and 2 accusing him of plying the youngster with liquor to make it easier to molest him.
Did anybody happen to watch Larry King last night?
I saw a clip of that.
Hate to bring his name up.
I watched it.
What happened?
They had his.
I hosted it.
They had his attorney on there.
I was there, asshead.
What's his name? Mark.
Gregarios or Gregaros?
That is...
Gregarian.
That guy is...
He gave me a heart attack. It's number 11.
He's the cockiest man in the United States.
Well, obviously, he's one of the best lawyers
he
in the world.
He is as cocky as anybody I've ever seen in my life. But they had him on there, and they had that Jermaine, too.
Mm-hmm.
Getting married today for the 14th time.
And apparently, one of the reasons that Jermaine's broke...
No, oh, yeah.
Apparently, Jermaine is broke. He filed for bankruptcy last year. And so, they're thinking that's why he's trying to buddy up to Michael, where he can get some of that cash.
Sure, they're all trying to buddy up to him.
Try garlic.
Not a try, buddying up to Janet, though. Doesn't Janet, I mean, she's got to be worth, personally, $25 or $30 million.
Remember, why is nobody paying attention to me?
Remember when REM signed that big deal with Sony?
Yeah.
But then Janet came along and signed one
just
that was
big,
bigger than that.
Janet's also got some nice sweater goodies.
Oh, man. She got,
she's hot.
She is about as hot as it gets.
Met her. Good friend of mine. Met her up close and personal.
You know what? If, if she ever comes to out here again, I'm going to get Chris to introduce me to her. Because Chris knows her.
No, he
doesn't. Chris Arnold knows her. Doesn't he, Corby?
I sure do.
Now leave him alone.
Well, doesn't he knows her, right? I mean, they're friends.
That's right.
I always try to expose myself.
Somehow they know each other. I'm not sure how. But
she's
yes.
interested in me.
From a police report, from stalking. That's how they, you know, they know each other.
No. Counts 1 to 7 say Jackson had, quote, substantial sexual conduct with the boy. Legal experts said the California Penis Code defines that as masturbation, oral sex, or anal sex.
Oh dear.
Come on.
Well, thanks for the
Now
drop.
That's abrasive.
I don't believe it's called the Penis Code.
His lawyer, Larry King, last night said these charges are laughable and that it will not go to trial. And if it does...
And I agreed.
There is nothing going to be coming of this at all. He had me convinced.
That he's innocent?
Kiss his penis. What, Kevin? Kiss his penis.
Why are you out at a road show? The greatest...
He said that out of all the lawyers... That they went to, that this family went to a lawyer first. And the lawyer, they, out of all the lawyers in California, they quoted 107,000. They went to the one that brokered the deal last for Michael Jackson.
Really?
That's the lawyer they went to. Out of all the lawyers.
Interesting. Not knowing, of course, that can't be done.
And he also said that...
I hate you.
Why me?
I just do.
What did I do?
You're an old, mean son of a bitch.
Well, what did I do?
I don't know.
Why is all this angst directed at me? I'm just sitting here listening to E! News.
Oh, they're cackling at my
snake
prepubescent voice cracking.
Sorry-ass monkey. Read E! News, damn it.
It's not Reed.
It's report.
Tell the story.
He's reporting, Mike.
Oh, okay.
I agree. You are a sorry old son of a bitch.
Thank you, Danny.
Whatever.
My hero, the greatest human being ever. The man has it figured out. Why don't we all have it figured out?
Billy Sims?
George Clooney is single again after he split from his actress girlfriend, Krista Allen. He 42, she 31. They met last year while filming his movie, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. She had a small role. Hot, blonde. Yeah, why not? Why not hook up with her? And then dump her on her ass.
She's hot, too.
You know what's great about him? He's a guy that never has to be horny.
Never.
Never.
Dear never. God, but I'm horny.
Oh,
I mean,
Mike, see?
If he gets that way, he just gets on the phone.
Yeah.
And calls somebody.
Up, popped a boner. Time to get on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, a little wood? Okay, well, let me dial a phone. Somebody comes over.
Wood goes
more
away.
More trouble than it's worth. He can, no, Ron, it's not. Because he can tell him right up front, okay, look, I want to have sex with you, and that's it. When we get finished, I want you out of here. Now, you can either go for that program, or I'll call somebody else. It's up to you. I'm giving you first shot.
I'm already ready for the new year to hear that drop.
I am, too.
That whole thing.
It was great. I wish I hadn't been laughing.
Yeah, hey, he's got it down. And, you know, he bet all those people back when I think he got a divorce when he was about 30, 31, something like that. And he told everyone, I will never get married again. And Nicole Kidman bet him $10,000 that he'd be married by 40. And she wrote him a check when he turned 40 for 10 grand. And he ripped it up. He's like, no.
Who was he married to, Billy Gilman? God.
What?
Are you into that crown?
No. Well, that was a fair question.
Yeah. George Clooney, at the time, 10 years ago, was married to Billy Gilman, who was eight. Eight!
Nicole Kidman should have bet him Nookie.
You know that Chris Allen is, right?
He's probably already had it.
She's
probably not interested in
probably.
It.
Probably.
Because
it ain't that great.
Emmanuel, Cinemax movies. And she used to be on Days of Our Lives. She's this hot brunette with big, succulent fun bags.
She was in Emmanuel. I gave Reiner that DVD last year. Emmanuel
right.
Goes to Space.
And he ruined it.
Of his pleasure or his joy of lunar missions and porn or something like that.
What? He was married to her.
Remember the DVD I gave you last year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
That's a skank he just dumped.
Why wouldn't you?
You'd move on.
I mean, he's rich. He's a very handsome man.
And is he older than you?
He's 42.
He's my age. Yeah, there he is, tagging out all that trim in Hollywood, and here I am walking around Dallas in shorts.
Right.
ABBA is set to reunite.
Great. Good.
Did you guys like them when you guys were going out dancing and stuff?
You know what? I never had a big problem with it.
You didn't?
No.
All right, I want you to tell me the God's honest truth. When you were out clubbing and stuff back in the late 70s,
they weren't playing this. They weren't playing this in any of the clubs, I don't think.
Did you ever dance to this song, though?
I doubt it. I doubt it. But
is this them?
It seems like someone
this is
covering
song,
ABBA.
But, oh.
Because there's no bigger thrashing in the world than to see a group of drunk girls at midnight commandeer a jukebox at a local tavern and play ABBA.
Or better.
To be followed up by Respect.
Or better.
Then Grease.
And then Son of a Preacher Man.
Right. Why do they know that song? Because of Pulp Fiction? End of the song.
But was that in Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Son of a Preacher Man was in Pulp Fiction?
Oh, yeah.
But that's when guys go on the point then.
True.
Because then you have identified some drunk whores. And when you have... You're like an old hound dog.
Hammer.
You sit there and your tail stops wagging and you just point at them because that's a possibility.
You run up and pee on them?
No, that comes later.
Oh, yuck. Oh, boy, that's E! News.
Take care, Snake.